German Cavage Fishery Survival Fund. We support the motion as is written now. First of all, if you don't support this motion, then you go to the underlying motion. Are you really going to allocate less to the scallop fishery than you are to the whiting fishery? I mean, is that in any way an equitable or correct decision? We're going to just throw away the scallop fishery on the basis of just, yes, history is part of what you allocate on, but if you look at that section of the Act, it's one of about 10 different factors, and so you're only going to look at one factor, history? Well, that's not what the law says. It says you have to consider all these other issues besides just history. History is one of many. So if you just solely rely on history, you're not in compliance with the law. And then this notion that the scallop fishery isn't doing anything to reduce its catch and we're just trying to get 85 metric tons, come on. First of all, the allocation we're talking about on alternative two purposefully drives as much fish of the fishing as it can, possibly can, out of the Georges Bank Yellowtail area to other areas. I mean, the scallop AP put forward the notion of going into the Nantucket Lightship. If we were just managing purely for scallops, we would leave the Nantucket Lightship completely alone in 2013 so that we know it would be more robust in 2014. But we said, you know, we've got to spread some of this out. We've got to take some out of closed area two and put it in to a Nantucket Lightship. That's why alternative one is a much higher yellowtail catch than alternative two. I mean, we're already taking all these actions trying to reduce our footprint. And we had presentations last night on everything we've done. So these notions of people coming up here and saying that we're not trying to do anything, we're just trying to get everything we need, I mean, come on. Enough is enough. Let's get real about what's going on here. We have a very limited amount of fish, and we're trying to do our best to get prosecute a scallop fishery that's already looking at a 30% reduction, regardless of what yellowtail is allocated. You're already talking about taking out hundreds of millions of dollars out of the economy. And now you're going to take even more out? That's good management? And the whole history is because we're going to do it because of history. Well, then you're just going to continue your history of failure, because that's all this does is perpetuate failure if you don't accept going forward with something reasonable for the scallop fishery.